Numerous witnesses testified this morning in day three of the reverse waiver hearing for 16-year-old Eric Hainstock of rural Laval. Will Burris, a youth advocate for Passages, who worked with Hainstock before the shooting, said Hainstock could be aggressive and was generally a few years behind in maturity.
Well, I would say he was probably at least a couple years delayed in maturity, you know, so we're probably talking early middle school. It's what the type of behavior that I would expect to see from him.
Also to testify was Deanne Johnson, whose daughter had planned to go to homecoming with Hainstock the weekend after the shooting. She said from what she saw, Hainstock was a decent person.
I describe Eric as, he's a decent young man. I mean, obviously, my husband and I, if we would have felt different, we obviously wouldn't let him continue a relationship. I mean, obviously there's a relationship if they're going to go to homecoming.
A number of students who were around the area where the shooting took place at the Weston High School on September 29th testified about the events that took place that morning. One of the students described the emotions that took place during and after the shooting.
Scared, worried, confused. I just tried as hard as I could not to think about it. Didn't work very well, but tried.
Several of the witnesses testified that Hainstock was heavily picked on at school. Hainstock is currently charged with a count of first-degree intentional homicide for the murder of his principal on September 29th. His defense team is trying to move the case from adult court into juvenile court.